The accounting firm Anderson today admitted that auditors in the company's Houston office destroyed documents relating to Enron after receiving a request for information from federal investigators. The company said it had fired one of the auditors and sanctioned seven other employees. The employees' actions could leave the accounting firm liable for both criminal and civil penalties. NPR's Jim Ciroli has a report.
Anderson had already acknowledged that documents related to its Enron audit were destroyed. Today it said that the action may have been a deliberate attempt to hide the documents from investigators. It said lead partner David Duncan had met with other managers in the Houston office on October 23rd and ordered them to begin disposing of Enron-related papers and email. This meeting took place after Duncan learned that the SEC had asked to see the documents. Duncan, who has been fired, said through a spokesman that he had just been following instructions from Anderson's attorneys and had done nothing wrong. Three other auditors have been placed on leave, and four partners have been relieved of management duties. Attorney William LaRocque, who has filed one of several suits on behalf of Enron shareholders, said Anderson's admissions should lay to rest any notion that the destruction of the documents was accidental.
It represents a really very seriously escalating crisis for Arthur Anderson. The willful destruction of evidence by a partner in charge of a major office is something that may well be unprecedented in the history of litigation with public accounting firms in the United States.
The revelations of wrongdoing by Anderson executives are certain to turn up the heat on the Illinois-based firm. Anderson has willingly acknowledged what took place and is helping investigators reconstruct some of the lost documents. Securities law expert John Coffey of Columbia Law School says Anderson's cooperation could ultimately persuade federal investigators not to indict the firm itself. Still, Coffey says, today's admission can only strengthen the civil suits that have been filed against Anderson.
It's basically going to have to negotiate for some substantial portion of their assets because they face liabilities that exceed $70 billion, that being the total shareholder loss on Enron.
And shareholders have every reason to pursue Anderson aggressively. With Enron itself in bankruptcy, many may decide that going after the accounting firm is the only way they can recover any of the money they've lost. Anderson faces other problems, too. John Coffey says the continuing revelations can only hurt the firm's business.
When you're in this kind of an environment, when you have pressure from all sides, it's very difficult for this kind of human services professional firm to retain its best employees, to retain its best clients, or frankly, to get new clients. If I were a corporation today needing auditing services, I don't think I would turn to Arthur Anderson. I'm afraid I'd have to look at them as the equivalent of the lookout on the Titanic.
Meanwhile, Enron shareholders got another piece of bad news today. The New York Stock Exchange delisted Enron's stock, meaning it can only be traded as a penny stock. That makes Enron shares, which have already fallen below a dollar, worth even less. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.